The year-long pandemic has led to an overall decrease of students going to colleges. The drop, however, is sharper among community colleges in the United States. In its latest report, the National Student Clearinghouse says that college enrollment dropped nearly 3% overall. And community colleges saw the biggest drop of 9.5% from a year ago. Doug Shapiro is the executive director of the organization. He warned that schools and policymakers will need to work together to help bring back the learners who are struggling during the pandemic and recession. Community colleges generally serve lower-income students. Most are two-year programs to prepare students for specific jobs or to continue at four-year schools. Many community college students attend class part-time, and some are older adults already working. The American Association of Community Colleges says tuition and fees at a community college average $3,730 a year, while the costs at a public four-year university average more than $10,000 for in-state students. The information is from the 2019-2020 school year. The coronavirus pandemic forced many businesses to close and led to economic recession in the U.S. and around the world. In the past, people often attended community colleges to seek new skills, more education, or job training during a recession. Dr. Sanjay Rai is a senior vice president at Montgomery College in Maryland. He said that during the 2008 recession, the college saw a large growth in enrollment. But during the pandemic, the college has seen a 4% drop. In Montgomery County, unemployment went from 2.4% in December 2019 to almost 9% in May 2020. Rye said that more than half of Montgomery College students lost some or all of their income. "I don't think this is a recession," Rye said of the economic struggles of the pandemic. "I think this is an entirely different phenomenon." Todd Kitchen is an administrator at Northwest Arkansas Community College. He said during the last recession that started in 2008, enrollment at the college was at its highest. Over the past year, his school has seen a 10% decrease, Kitchen said. Kitchen believes people are more concerned with safety and health during the pandemic. "I think with the pandemic, it was a bit different because of so much uncertainty, so much fear," Kitchen said. "It really caught us off guard." Both Rye and Kitchen said their colleges are working to meet the changing needs of students during the pandemic. With increased need for vaccines around the world, Montgomery College, for example, is now offering a program in medical manufacturing. "The most immediate need of our community is to find employment for people who have lost jobs because of the pandemic," Rye said. Brittany Jenkins is a 21-year-old second-year student at Northwest Arkansas. She has noticed far fewer students in her classes, which are now online. As the vice president of student government, she has heard many students' concerns about paying for school. "In addition to tuition, students must pay for things like books, school supplies, housing, and other living costs. I am very fortunate that my parents can help me, Jenkins said. But there are other students who, when the pandemic hit and they lost their jobs, they had to quit community college. There was no doubt about it. Free community college, Jenkins observed, would open so many doors for so many people. 17 states in the U.S. now offer tuition-free programs for community college. Many states, including Maryland and Arkansas, provide students with last-dollar aid. That means the state will provide students the remaining cost of tuition after they use federal student aid. This week, U.S. President Joe Biden presented a plan to provide 2 years of free community college to all Americans. The plan will also give up to $1,400 in additional assistance to lower-income students. Biden's proposal, however, will need Republican support in an evenly divided Senate. A strong supporter of free community college is First Lady Jill Biden herself. She is a longtime professor at community colleges and plans to continue during her time in the White House. The First Lady expressed her support for free community college recently in a speech at Illinois' Sauk Valley Community College. She said, "All Americans deserve the same opportunity to pursue their passions, get a great education, and build a career that they love." Sanjay Rai of Montgomery College said, "If there is any administration that can do it, I think it's this Biden administration." I'm Katie Weaver.